This might be a long journal entry. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. It is September 9th. It's been a really long time since I recorded. I just started a sneezing fit a few minutes ago, so I probably sound all clogged and whatnot, and I apologize now for any sneezing or coughing like that. It's been a long time since my last journal entry, because life has just been so freaking crazy and busy. To start with, I didn't even think about the fact that I don't have a way to charge my phone. Is with my van having the battery issues, so that was why I was unable to record. I have, I think, fixed that problem. I have 2 solar panels now and a battery that I supposedly can use to run my house. Trevor called it my house battery, which is basically means I'm going to use it to... I will switch it out for my van battery and use the van's cigarette lighter to charge stuff with the house battery. I haven't started doing that yet because I've been having to work on the van. But anyway, rewind. Today's the 9th. The last recording was like on the 28th. That's been like 10 or 12 days ago. That was a long time ago. That was before Fiery Fork. I went to Fiery Fork. Spent 5 days there. It was an amazing mix of life. I got there. There was only one other tent site being used. Of course, it was the one I wanted, but it's just as well that I didn't have that one. But, they left me a whole bunch of wood. I mean, more than I needed, because I ended up leaving some behind. So it was really cool. I, you know, made a big fire, and then in the middle of the night, it decided to pour down rain. I mean, pour a lot of rain. The river went way up overnight. It was kind of crazy. And I got soaked. All my stuff got soaked. I didn't have any flashlights or lanterns or enough tarps. Everything got wet. The wood got wet. Couldn't start a fire. It was just a lot of uncomfortableness for the first couple 3 days because it rained like 2 or 3 days in a row. Didn't hardly get to eat. Couldn't get a fire started to save my life. The neighbors gave me some starter logs one day and managed to start a fire. But every time I let the fire go out, it was a really bad deal. Had to work really, really hard to get another one started because there was so much rain, all the wood could just never dry out, I guess. It was just wet to the core. I mean, I had to work to keep a log lit the whole time. I mean, I literally, if I wanted a fire, I had to keep working it constantly. But it was all right. Got my fire skills practice and I needed it, I suppose, because I was sucking at it. Wet wood fires are not my forte anymore. Anyway, so there was that. My second neighbor's the one that gave me the starter logs to start my fire with. They ended up feeding me one morning. I guess they saw me struggling with the fire and just decided to cook me some eggs. It was really nice. They ended up giving me some tea and a bowl to smoke, which was really nice. And Then they left. Checked my van before they left to make sure battery was still going, but I didn't have much gas, so I didn't let it run. And these other boys were there camping there. There's four of them. They were pretty respectful. I was surprised. They were a bunch of boys in the campground, and they didn't party all night. They went to bed at like 11-ish, maybe midnight. I don't know, but it was reasonable for, you know, 20-something-year-old boys. And somebody else one night showed up in the middle of the night and partied for like 3 or 4 hours and left. It was really rude. I had planned on getting up at my normal, you know, 5 or 6 and banging around right next to their head like they did to me, but they were already gone, so I couldn't. But that's kind of hateful, and I shouldn't think like that, and I should just live and let live and not be like that. But, oh my gosh. Somebody comes and literally parks right next to you. They were parked right next to me at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and stays for like 3 hours being really loud and obnoxious and then leaves. I don't think you'd be very happy either. You'd probably be thinking, what can I do to these evil people too? But maybe not. Maybe it was just me. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's over. But anyway, so all the boys leave and Memorial Day weekend is over and everything. And I couldn't sleep. Didn't use enough blankets. It was hard. I had bruised hips. I should have used more blankets, but I was trying to skimp. Anyway, it was uncomfortable. I couldn't sleep. Ended up getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and packing up my tent, only to get into my van and to have the battery completely dead. That was insane. I was like, really? I just checked it yesterday. But it was dead. Totally dead. So I put the dog in the van because at least it's cool in the morning. Start walking. Walk for an hour and a half to like 6:30 till I find somebody. And ask. And they take me back and jump the van. Thank goodness. Told me I was lucky because there's like mountain lions running around there. Which I believe because I've heard they've been increasing in population around Missouri. But I'm considering I was walking for an hour and a half. I guess I got pretty lucky. But especially since I left my dog in the van because I didn't want to have to fight with her and her on the leash. But holy cow. Almost got bit by a copperhead. Well, not really. My chickens found a copperhead underneath my van. It was chilly, so it wasn't really moving around much. That was crazy. Because it was like really like a foot from where I step. That's a weird sound. I wonder what that is. Anyway, there was a copperhead underneath the van. It was kind of creepy. But I wasn't going to kill it. Unfortunately, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, man, if I leave this guy, he could bite me, he could bite my grandkids, because I had thought my grandkids were going to come see me there. They didn't. I ended up having to go see them. But that wasn't the point. I thought they were going to be there, so I had to kill it. Plus, you know, it could have come back and bit me, or my dog, or my chickens, when it warmed up. Because it wasn't going to stay cold the whole time. So, the whole time I killed that poor snake, I bashed its head in, I cried. And was like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But I just couldn't have a poisonous snake in my camp. You know? It's kind of the reason why I was cool about setting up my tent on the table tonight. Last night, I mean. Oh, it was kind of scary. But anyway, fiery fork. I finally got my van started at 6:30 in the morning. And got to see my son. Got to see my daughter, although she had a sick goat, so I had to go see her. She just helped with gas money so that I wouldn't be behind. I just heard a coyote. Didn't sound like it was too super far from me. I might have to let my dog out. Because that's kind of scary. That totally just got me off track. I think I might have to go let my dog out. I'm going to insert commercial or something here. Okay, got my dog out. I haven't heard the coyote since I let her out. Also put her jacket on her because it's cold out there. Hope she stays close. Doesn't lose her jacket. And by cold, I mean it's like 59 degrees, so it's not freezing. But anyway. Where was I? I went and seen my kids. My grandkids. They're getting so big so fast. Oh my goodness, they're so big. Madeline's not a toddler anymore. She's a little girl. And then, so I leave Ashley's. And an hour after I leave, the car breaks down. I left Ashley's like 2 days ago. And I have worked down my car. No, today would be day three, I think. I don't remember. But I've worked on my car every single day since I left. Right before I left, Trevor and Ashley showed me how to take the doghouse, I think it's called, apart. It's the thing in the van, you know, that you have to, that's under the dash that you have to take apart to get to the motor compartment, because it's a van. And I have taken it apart every single day, almost, and worked on this van. Yesterday I needed to, but instead I set up camp and decided to camp here where it acted up at. But it's like I've become an expert at taking my van compartment apart in like the first 3 days of my actual trip. Yeah. But I am in Colorado. I made it this far. I got across Kansas. I wasn't sure that was going to happen considering my car broke down before I ever even got out of Missouri. But I think it's the same problem it's been having for the past couple days. And I have the stuff to seal it off. So I guess I will be doing that today. And hopefully we'll be all good. I was planning on staying a couple nights, but with me hearing the coyotes, it kind of makes me nervous. Pack of hungry coyotes, well, seems like they wouldn't consider me dinner. Not very big, certainly not as big as a deer. But I don't know. I'll figure that out after. If I get the van fixed. If I don't get the van fixed, well, I'm going to have to limp the van to the nearest town and try and figure out what's wrong with it. But that's not going to happen because I'm going to fix it. It's going to be the little EGR thingy, and I'm going to be able to put the little gasket thingy on it, and it's going to be fine. Yep. But until then, I've got a decent little spot here. It's got a pretty view. It's kind of crazy. It's like Colorado desert, but it's like in bloom right now. Sunflowers all over the place. And these purple flowers that I've seen, and well, actually lots of flowers, but the sunflowers are the easiest to see because there's so many of them and they're a lot bigger than all the other flowers, which are tiny. And anyway, but at least it's pretty. And there is occasional traffic, so if something happens, I will hopefully be able to get out of here. But that's not going to happen. I'm borrowing trouble. Because here in a couple hours, the sun's going to come up. And I am going to fix the van. And I will be able to head out again if I should so choose. Which I don't know. I don't know. I don't know yet. I got a really comfortable bed here. I slept good last night once the storm was over. Storm was scary. I thought I was going to blow away. But I didn't. A lot of craziness. Now my belly's hungry. Yep. But anyway. So what's up next? What am I doing next? Fixing my van. I just haven't really thought beyond that. Hopefully this will be the last time I have to mess with it. Hopefully this is the last kink. Now that I know how to work on it, maybe that'll be the end of it. I'm ready to go back to bed for an hour or two. But it's been intense. It's been really intense. A lot of stuff. Having to learn that I can do shit, that's for sure. A lot of stuff I don't like to do, but I'm having to do and having to learn. I don't want to work on a car. I don't like working on cars. But I'm doing it. Every day. It's all good. So I'm going to end this segment for right now. Because I'm feeling really tired and I am really hungry. So, I'll talk to y'all later.
Oh, good morning. It is Tuesday, September 10th, 6:12 in the morning. Been up for, an hour and a half-ish. Watching the sunrise now. Well, sort of. Watching part of it. Part of it's got clouds. I think the part with the sun, actually. But watching the rest of it. Very colorful still, even with the clouds. Part of the clouds. Seeing lots of shapes in the clouds is really quite lovely. And I just felt compelled to pull out the journal. Because as I was sitting here watching this glorious dawn, I got to watch pronghorn cross in front of me. I mean, literally, like, I was sitting here watching the dawn, and there was a pronghorn. And Pele, she saw it too, and we just sat here and we watched. And then she disappeared, and Pele was saying, hey, you know, hey. She was all excited and wagging her tail. It's like she's saying, Mom, did you see that? And in our excitement, we missed the second one, and it got kind of scared and alarm called. So we only got to see it for a minute. But still, it was pretty awesome. Almost have the van packed up and ready to go. Got it fixed yesterday. But we just hung out for the rest of the day. Got it done pretty early. Like 10 or 11 in the morning, I was done with it. The EGR is getting stuck, I think, because there was old gas in it. And it got the system all clogged up and stuff. It had some little carbon chunks in the EGR that was sticking the valve. I know I sound like I know what I'm talking about, right? But I really don't. I fixed it. And I kind of understand it a little bit. It's the gas recycler. It takes some of the exhaust and pumps it back in because it's like still got gas in it and recycle some of the gas so you don't put out as much in your exhaust and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of understand. But still, I've had to work on that a lot. Like every day almost, or every couple hundred miles. Well, the first one, it was like an hour into it, I had to work on it. And then the next time I got like a couple hundred miles before I had to work on it. And then this time I got like 300 miles before I had to work on it. So, hopefully that'll be the end of it. Although, I've only got like 150 miles to the spot where I'm planning to go next and stay a week or so. Maybe longer, because I've got like 3 or 4 weeks I gotta kill. So, only have like one tank of gas money left for this month. I made my distance really quick, which I got to Colorado, which is where I wanted to be. Now I just gotta find some place to kill time for the rest of the month. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to hit up Denver real quick, go to Walmart, then this dispensary, and O'Reilly. I got a hose that I found that was dry rotted that I'm going to replace and get that. But this place, Denver, the desert here, I'm in Flagler. At the Flagler Reservoir. There's free camping here. It is stark and brown, and you think almost dead looking, but it is so not. It's so alive. The grass may be a little on the dry side, although there's patches of green. But there's so many flowers blooming right now. There's sunflowers blooming everywhere. And the sage is in bloom. It's very pretty. And there's these little tiny yellow flowers everywhere. I don't know what they are, but it's a real low growing plant with teensy weensy little flowers. They're everywhere. And every once in a while, I see these one little purple spike flowers. I've only seen like two. And when I went walking to see the sign for this place, to read the sign for this place, I also got lucky and saw some kind of gourd growing on the side of the road. Picked one for my chickens. It's a real stringy kind of gourd, yellow and green stripes. It was pretty ripe, so I'm thinking it was yellow because of the ripening. But it was kind of watermelon colored. And then now it's yellow. But anyway, I fed it to the birds. They seemed to enjoy it. It had gourd-type seeds and a stringy inside. But that was pretty cool. I've seen a few cacti. Lots of yucca. And what else have I seen here? Sage, yucca. Oh, freaking mosquitoes too. Holy cow, they're eating me alive. I don't know. Got distracted by these darn mosquitoes. They are drawn to me. My hands are filthy. I have not been able to wash them well. This is a dry campground, which is part of the reason I'm leaving. I'm running low on water. So, getting out of here. And I apologize if me moving around is causing problems with the recording. But I'm chasing off mosquitoes. There isn't much water here, so you wouldn't think there would be much. But, of course, I haven't been all over the reservoir. It says there's water here. But I only came to the beginning because my van was acting up. So I stopped pretty quick once I got here. Good morning, sunrise, again, with a slightly fewer clouds. Green hit on the bowl to you. Oh, so beautiful here. I never realized how beautiful the desert could be. Oh yeah, I did. I went on a trip with family once. It was really awesome. Freaking holy geez. I must have sat in a freaking mosquito nest. Ah, they're like everywhere. I must have gotten half a dozen bites in the past couple of minutes. I realize everything needs to eat, but I'd rather it not eat me. I don't eat them. But I will kill them if they eat me. Dang it. I'm not really a murdering type of individual, generally speaking. I don't like to be that kind of an individual, but I will be. Go away. I got a mosquito bite right in the middle of my forehead. That's going to be lovely because they make me swell up all nice and huge. Ah, oh well. It is what it is. Holy smokes. Look at that cloud. It's all pink and purple now. Oh, absolutely stunning. I need to paint. I need to find a spot to paint.
some sunset pictures. I really like this desert, but by the time I get to Denver, I won't be in the desert anymore. On the other side of Boulder is where I was thinking of heading. Oh, my phone was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and I didn't know I was still recording. Okay, well, good. Oh, go away, mosquitoes. Alright, I'm going to have to stop because I'm getting eaten up. The only thing that's exposed is my face and my hands, and because of that, my face and my hands are just being eaten like crazy. Alright. So anyway, it's beautiful here. I'm going to have to start painting, but not once mosquitoes are eating. Alright. I'm going to post this for all those who've not been waiting for a really long time. My audience of me. Love and life.